A year ago, I studied with one of my friends. He's American-born Mexico people. So the English will, we can say, is his mother language. So I think the most important part is he just reconstruct everything about my English knowledge. He training me in the basic things like how to use the verb, how to use the structure of the sentences, and he is really focused on training my English basic, English fundamental things. But I still can't handle them because it's really different with my mother language. I mean, in Mandarin, there's no the single and the double, or there's no the tense. So, but still, I'm really thankful for his training because his training is even he just focus on the basic things. I think I get a really good experience with him, and finally he become to the people who helped me to pass the IELTS examination.
Oh.
Yeah.
So those were the kind of training that you didn't have experience in the mainland.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Actually, I'd like to say my most memorable English reading experience will be I experienced which I helped my classmate to translate a article, a really professional article about the interior design. So this article, in that period of time, I'm already passed the IELTS exam, so I think I can communicate with foreign people, I can speak many things in English, but when I start translation, I think, whoa, it's really difficult because I have some of the structure of sentences is really complicated for me. So.
And the terms were too professional.
Yeah, and the terms is really professional, and the word is really professional. I can't really figure out what this sentence say that what's the meaning of this sentence. So I think I got a mission which for me is a little important, impossible. So. Finally, I finished it, but I still think this is really a hard task, and maybe in the day after, if I don't focus on the English area, I won't just do this sort of work again.
So that was the first time you read an article about professional knowledge?
Yeah, this is maybe first time I have to know the details, because you know in the IELTS examination or something else, reading training, I have to go to the main point of the article, but not that detail. So not everything. So when I have to get everything, I think it's really different with what I did before.